At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
On Sports Grid, I'm Kevin Walsh. I am joined by Donnie Wrightside. I want to get to the Rocket Mortgage Classic. We can do that, though, in a quick moment here. The match yesterday between the Golden State Warriors 1-2 of Klay Thompson and Steph Curry go up against, as favorites, the Kansas City Chiefs 1-2 punch of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Mahomes and Kelce seal the deal, get the win. It is a little surprising that Steph Curry has participated in two of these now. Both times his prowess as a scratch golfer has led to pricing that would suggest Steph would be able to kind of carry the load here. And both times that has not been the case. Phil Mickelson once carrying Barkley to a defeat over Steph. I think his partner was Peyton Manning. And then here the upset for the Kansas City Chiefs duo of Kelce and Mahomes. Donnie, your interest level in the match as the Chiefs get the job done?
I mean, as you were going over, I mean, just memorable match after memorable match. I mean, just tremendous stuff out here. I'm sure most people might have even stumbled on it last night and go, ooh, this is interesting. You know what I got was most interesting? Seeing the big MGM sphere in the background going, wow, that place is probably really cool to watch a concert at as opposed to the golf that was taking place. And what's next? Here, look, make me ahead of the match here, Kevin. You know, where are we going next? F1 racers versus NASCAR? Maybe somewhere in, I don't know, Asia they could put this thing? Stop the madness on this stuff. I understand that you can finagle sponsors and rip them off, but it's not like saying it's the right thing to do, Kevin. Let's just end the match at this point. When you talk about jumping the shark, we're now swimming with sharks of how bad this is.
Yeah, the thing about that is, though, right, obviously, is you're just entirely focused on your feelings and have zero desire to actually.
I'm the common man.
The reaction.
I'm the common man.
Well, listen, that's certainly true. But you do, there's a reason they keep doing this, right, Donnie? Like, you do realize.
I have an idea.
Happening because it's working and is successful, or you're just upset because
there was one. I mean, there was one really good shot yesterday, and it was a drive off the tee off somebody's coconut. That was the best part about the match yesterday that got the most highlights around Twitter. So if we're going to be hitting other people's coconuts, I like this.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that's right up. Yeah, that's what I would expect from you, that you would like to just watch balls get shot at the viewers of the match. That is about on brand. But
I'll
again,
tune in for that, man.
I understand that you don't have interest, but it is always great to listen
either.
To you be like, listen, put me in charge here. Everybody agrees that nobody watches this, despite the fact that people keep watching and
hold
it keeps
on.
Getting talked about.
Text at 9:14. Donnie, you were right. This is a disaster. I mean, how did you change your stance overnight at that point? Stop it.
Text at 9:13. Stop texting yourself. You're out of your mind.
No,
right?
No. I got it.
Also, your willingness to come on air and lie. is unmatched completely. Allow me to take over here and talk about the Rocket Mortgage Classic, though, as to save the remainder of our viewing audience from your drivel around the match. As yesterday, it was some top golfers near the top, but also a couple of guys that you're not all too familiar with here. Taylor Moore and Peter Quest were your joint round one leaders, shooting it at 8-under at the conclusion of the opening round at the Rocket Mortgage Classic, as we bring in our radio audience, the early line on SiriusXM channel 159. But the favorite to win the Rocket Mortgage Classic was Colin Morikawa heading into round number two. That number has now since been changed, with Taylor Moore out on the course early today and starting hot here, and now finding himself at a plus 500 number. What has stood out the most to me, this course, of course, playing low as anticipated, the pre-round winning score over under prop of 21.5, is the fact that despite Colin Morikawa and Ricky Fowler, 6-under for Colin, 5-under for Fowler, those two were co-favorites with Tony Finau before the Classic got underway. Despite those guys having really strong opening rounds here, the books not darting to make them standalone favorites, one at 5-1, the other at plus 550, and dropping everybody back. I don't know if any of this comes off the Keegan Bradley win last week, where, again, it wasn't your high-level golfers ruling the day at the Travelers. But clearly right now, and again, you see it this morning with the Taylor Moore pricing that's getting on the move, there's a lot of respect being given to the leaderboard and how it matches up with the outright board.
Yeah, and by the way, take a look at a couple things where we know they're going to go low today, Kevin. Who has the advantage? Is it the guys going off early in the morning? As you see, Taylor Moore played one hole and already birdied it, and is now a minus nine here to lead the tournament. But you know what I'm interested in, to be honest with you? Give me the guys like Peter Quest. Now, granted, if we're looking at him and say, well, who is that guy? Well, hey, he shot 8-under. This course might fit him. He goes off a 211. Why is that important, Kevin? You might know the standard that has already been set and how aggressive that you need to be. And if we're equating it to the FanDuel Sportsbook, Kevin, he's a 50-1 to win this golf tournament right now. And how about Sam Bennett also going off a little bit later at the top of that leaderboard, a 25-1. I might want the second wave of players going out today, knowing they might have to shoot 5, 6, 7, or even 8-under par to get after it here, as opposed to trying to set the pace. They can close the pace, Kevin.
And the big difference as well, right? The U.S. Open, that opening round, it was low. People like Donnie, not a shot, understandably bothered. This is not what a U.S. Open is supposed to be. At the Rocket Mortgage Classic, they're not in the room going, oh my goodness, we need to make the course harder. No, this is what you expect here at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Let's get Rick Haro in the mix next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here on SportsGrid. It's the early line. I'm Kevin Walsh, joined by Donnie Wrightside, and we are now both joined by Rick Haro, Sports Grid sports business analyst, the sports professor. Rick, how are you on a Friday morning?
I are very good. I'm going to head to London Monday night to take in a little tennis, and then a little bit of golf in Aberdeen, and a little bit of speaking. And from an IRS perspective, I'm working 24/7. I rack that up. I need that to send to Washington.
So is that why you're making the rounds on the network today, getting the last couple of hits in and before you're traveling big time?
Yeah, I'm going to offer next week, you know, live from next to the Royal Box. I'm not sure about internet stuff, but I'm available. Yeah, so maybe we phone between changeovers. Yeah, well, you know, and then to tee it up a little bit. But we're booked. We're all booked. All right, good. Yeah,
we're booked.
Got it.
Sorry.
Sorry. I thought you were, when are you, I'm booked that day. Well, you didn't even know what day it is. All right, I'm booked anyway. I've heard that.
Sorry, no, what'd you say, Thursday? Yeah, booked. Booked. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, Rick, though, are actually wide open.
No, right.
Rick, I want to get to.
Booked.
Yeah, exactly. I want to get to the latest in the NFL, the gambling suspensions here, the NFL. Yeah. you know, so it's interesting from the outside. It seems like they're coming down hard, but I guess maybe we don't know all the full information. I'm sure your conspiracy theorists out there will maybe suggest that there's more that we aren't being told. I want to leave this to you to start the conversation as a bit of an open canvas here. What's been your reaction to the latest with the NFL and the suspensions to some of their players with gambling?
Well, the Ridley suspension last year quite clearly was, we got to make sure that everybody knows we're in control and we're sending a strong signal. Nothing wrong with that. Criminal justice system does that all the time. This year, it's also the case that I don't think you need to disclose every single fact of why every suspension is happening. And I do think for a deterrent perspective, the case from the NFL of, look, we know something happened. We've got some goods. We're not going to talk about exactly what it is, but it's serious. And here, therefore, here are the penalties. So we all understand how important it is at a conference last month of athletic directors of colleges. They said the biggest issue is not conference musical chairs or realignment or NIL. Biggest issue for them is, when is the first major gambling scandal going to happen and how do we deal with it? And so the NFL and everybody else just as worried about it as the colleges are.
Rick, just doubling down on this too, because obviously the NFL can't allow players to basically bet on games. The integrity of the games would be up, and that gives the guy screaming on a Sunday afternoon at 4:05, I can't believe it. It was rigged. I knew it was always rigged right at this point. Is the NFL doing enough to teach the players on what they can and can't do? Because we saw them come out, hey, rule number one, don't bet on the NFL. Did they do enough last year? Just figure if the players would learn on their own, hey, guys, just don't gamble. But it turns out the players were gambling, some of them.
Well, the most overused photo shoot in the history of old TV is on a locker room door where it says, don't gamble by order of commissioners. Yeah. You know, everybody that does that, everybody sees it. So you're on notice. But the NFL has done a lot more. They have a pre-camp, a post-draft, post-free agency, rookie indoctrination where people come in and they tell you what the rules are and what you should be to be a good pro and to last in the league. And I do know for a fact they have changed the agenda around over the last few years. It is very heavy and very intense gambling from law enforcement officials to, you think you're smart, let me tell you how you were going to catch you if you try. So you can't moderate and you can't change everybody's behavior. But if you're asking whether the NFL takes it seriously, the answer is a resounding yes.
Certainly so. You know, Rick, while we're talking kind of rules and regulations around sports betting, last week we were in Atlantic City for our NBA draft efforts there. And we did make a quick reference on the show to the idea that you're actually not able to bet the draft everywhere. And if you're in Jersey, you're good to go. If you're in New York, you're not. And that's not the only kind of, just somebody, it's very easy for me to understand New York and New Jersey differences. College player props, New York, no. New Jersey, yes. NFL player awards, New York, no. New Jersey, yes. Can you kind of give some insight as to why those differences exist there, despite that all kind of being markets available on the FanDuel Sportsbook, but changing through states?
Three words, politics. And the reason why that's important is because when you take a look at what states are allowed to do, they set their own regulations. We had the same kind of conversation about NIL. It would be wonderful if we had one federal standard that cuts across all of these behaviors. But the feds realize they're kind of tied up in other things right now, some important stuff, affirmative action, all of that. We don't have to get into it, but the bottom line is we're not going to have federal regulation that cuts across. That's why each state does its own thing. Now, why does one state decide that some of these sports are worthy of gambling and some say it's too risky because the awards are subjective? It's a case-by-case decision. I can make a case where every state ought to allow every kind of gambling that one state does because it's uniform. You know, there are a lot of problems itself of being able to bet in one state, but going over to the, not being able to bet, then going over to the other state and placing that bet. I just did a segment for our Sports News Minute where you list the 17 sports that Arkansas is now allowing. And you might expect not a lot of water sports in Arkansas, maybe alligator wrestling. Cornhole, yes. Football, yes. College, no. And you can have fun with the states that do some and not others. Bottom line is, until or unless there is federal regulation, you're always going to have this problem.
Rick, by the way, keeping it in New Jersey here, trying to pass a sports bill that's going to restrict sports betting and casino ads. Now, my question is, like, I know the networks love it because the more ads that are going up, the more, you know, interest they're going to get and also the payment that they're going to receive for those channels. Like, let's just say 3, 6, and 10. How do we know, like, a political cycle is ramping up? Well, you get inundated with political ads. Doesn't seem like they're going anywhere. Why would the fact that the state have an issue with the ads coming across because it's about to be NFL season, we're going to get a barrage of DraftKings and FanDuel and all of those type of ads across the screen. Why are they trying to limit that here in New Jersey?
Yeah, but do you remember, what, 7 years ago when we didn't have gambling and DraftKings and FanDuel tried to out-fantasy each other with the prolific number of ads they did? As bad as that was, this is not as much. But it's, again, it's politics that is driven by the current law where they've got to find a way to set the next extension for 10 more years. The current law sunsets at the end of this year. So it's not going anywhere, my point of gambling not being extended. New Jersey's not going to find the revenue that they just found from gaming. The golden goose is alive and well. The thing is, they want to do some political compromise that makes it look like they're going to have more moral control, more ads control that's not off the, not over the top. And one of the things that the bill will do is to say, you got to have more stuff on responsible gambling. You got to have more stuff on making sure a lot of these ads are not over the top. I don't think they're going to say you can't have the ads. I think they're just going to have some requirements in there about what the ads can and can't say. And then you get into the First Amendment issues, too.
Rick, with only about a minute left here, again, you let us know that you are going to be traveling there. And if I do know you, while I'm sure some of it is for luxury, the mind is always working. Is there kind of anything on those travels that you will be keeping tabs on?
Oh, yeah. The mind is always working, whether it's for luxury or not, as you know. So the bottom line of all of this is the contrast and comparing the betting numbers across the pond with the idea of comparing it to the U.S. The Premier League is taking a break right now, but Wimbledon, of course, very important. I'll be there for the week. The British Open starts. By the way, we have Gary Player next week for an interview. Then we also have Stacey Allister, who heads the U.S. Tennis Association. Big time here as we go over there, but also covering what it means to have British and American sports at the same time. We're going across the pond, and you guys come back because it'll be great to see you right after the break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Breakdown time right here on the early line. We shall go through this board and see what is up for grabs. The starting point here for us today is an early game between the Padres and the Reds, as we've got a little 5-10 East Coast action here in Cincinnati. The favorite, though, San Diego Padres, a minus 138 price currently on the FanDuel Sportsbook. The eye-catching total, though, sits at an 11. We start this off, Don, with a home dog on the Reds. What do you see?
90-degree temperatures with a wind blowing out to left field and one of the better hitting ballparks in Major League Baseball. This should be a fun one. Ashcraft is on the mound here for the Reds. And quite frankly, Kevin, you probably could be out there instead of Ashcraft, and the numbers would be the same. Why is that? The last 30 days, a 321 ISO power number against him, a weighted on base percentage of 527. Left-handed batters, right-handed batters, absolutely rocking him. But again, the Padres, hey, get out to a couple-run lead. They were terrible in Pittsburgh. They had the better pitchers on the mound and still wasn't making a difference here. But if we're looking from a lineup perspective, a couple guys you want to have your eye on, the typical guys in the lineup for the Padres, Tatis and Soto, absolutely cracking right-handed pitching over the past 30 days, something to keep an eye on. But also, Seth Lugo is going to be on the mound here for the San Diego Padres, not using the same ilk as a Yu Darvish or, let's just say, a Blake Snell or a Musgrove, but he's going to get it. left-handed batters here are actually hitting very well against him over the past 30 days. A 317 weighted on base percentage, which is average, a slightly above average here, ISO power number. But look at this lineup here for the Cincinnati Reds. One of those teams, Kevin, that's getting into that realm of, hey, the Texas Rangers, the Atlanta Braves, everybody looks good. Outside of Jonathan India, who has a 304 weighted on base percentage over the past 30 days against right-handed pitching, and also Kirk Casale, everybody has elevated numbers. We should have a fun game here and a total that's probably going to the over in Cincinnati.
And Ashcraft, I mean, you mentioned it. He's been awful at Great American this year, and the home run has been a huge problem for him. In his last eight starts, he's given up 11 home runs, which is a ton of home runs. So perhaps at DRS, you know, that's kind of the old thing you used to rock up there, though, but getting the home run props, right? And could those be worth it here? You've got that total of an 11. Right now, Tatis is plus 265. Everybody is plus 320 or greater. So those are some decent payouts, the Sotos, the Machados of the world there to potentially go deep.
Yeah, there is. And granted, too, because we've been saying that the Padres don't have a lot of great bats in the lineup. Even on paper, they look fantastic, or should say they look fantastic. Haven't performed all that well. If you're going to look for a situation to elevate your game, do it in Cincinnati. Do it against Ashcraft. We might be looking at a lot of home runs today at Great American Ballpark.
All right, let's move it over here then to an NL East showdown between the Philadelphia Phillies, who are at home flirting with a minus 190 price on the money line against Josiah Gray and the Washington Nationals here. This total is a 9. The juice, though, is pointing towards an over. What do you line it up here with the Phillies and the Nationals?
Yeah, nice day at the ballpark here. 85 degrees, wind blowing out the dead center field. Josiah Gray, who actually has been very good against lefties, Kevin, struggling against right-handed batters. But if you are the Philadelphia Phillies, there may be some discussions behind the scenes, Kevin. Like, hey, you know what? Can we shift this down to Washington as opposed to playing at home and try to pick up their 10th straight road win? They've been really good on the road. But granted, this is the times where the Philadelphia Phillies, where you're gaining steam and you can actually get an advantage, climb back up in that race in the NL wild card. I don't think anybody's going to catch the Atlanta Braves here in the East, but stacking up wins certainly can help you before we hit the All-Star break, and they should win today. Now, here we go, right? We're not talking about Aaron Nola. We're not talking about Zach Wheeler at the top of the rotation. The other guys have filled in admirably. We were just talking about Taijuan Walker, filthy over the past month, as well as Ranger Suarez. Sanchez, not really that type of guy, but looks like he can go 4 to 5 innings, Kevin, and give you a quality start. I think that's all you're going to need. I'm not trusting the Nationals at this spot here, but having said that, small ballpark, Kevin, weather is nice. We probably should be looking towards an over today.
And we'll just quickly mention again, when they kind of stand out like this, I think you have to. Nick Castellanos in 11 at-bats against Josiah Gray, 4 hits, 3 of them home runs. So could Castellanos tonight feel that he has got a favorable matchup? Gray is coming off of his worst. This month of Junior has been his worst so far this season, so perhaps could be vulnerable to a couple of those Phillies bats. Twins Orioles here, a big one in the American League, as the Baltimore Orioles have been great this season, and the Minnesota Twins are trying to hold off the Guardians or catch the Guardians as it pertains to the AL Central race. It's a slight favorite status for Baltimore at home. Total here is an 8.5.
Yeah, maybe taking a flyer that you have. We talked about Rocco Baldelli shutting the doors. Hey, guys, we got to get it together out here. You're under 500, but still a legitimate chance to win that division. Maybe they start that charge now. Now, granted, it's tough usually going up against the Baltimore Orioles, but I think the better pitcher, actually, Kevin, today is going to be on the mound for the Minnesota Twins. Pablo Lopez, very good. Just take a look at the last 30 days, Kevin. Let's go combine numbers versus lefty and righty batters, which you're going to see a nice mix from here for the Baltimore Orioles. How about this? 128 batters he's faced, Kevin, an ISO of 075. And a weighted on base percentage of 279 with a strikeout rate of close to 30%. That's fantastic. That's going to be a bump in the right direction. Opposite here for me with Dean Kramer on the mound, the right-handed pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles. Take a look at his last 30 days, Kevin. 121 batters faced, a 270 ISO, and a 357 weighted on base percentage. If we're taking a look here, 81 degrees, wind blowing out to left field. There's a lot of power in that lineup, but also a lot of strikeouts for the Twins. But I got to be honest, I think the Twins might be the better team today against the Orioles.
And he's Pablo Lopez has been excellent so far on the road this season specifically. So perhaps that continues as well today. Could it point towards an under? Six out of the last seven games for the Minnesota Twins have played towards that under. The Giants and the Mets here, as the Giants have been a team that has really found their stride, and the Mets just absolutely not. Reverse records, as the Giants are 45-36 and the Mets are 36-45. Carlos Carrasco has the ball here for the Mets, which is rarely a good sign. He has been pretty poor this year, and that then presents us with a number where the Giants are a road favorite.
Yeah, yesterday I went with some RBI props on Wade and Peterson. Neither one of those checked out, but maybe a much better chance to check out once again today, as we're going to take a look here in just a few moments at who's pitching on the line here for the Mets. But first, let's start with Cobb. Now, over the past couple starts here, struggling a little bit, Kevin, but his analytics are still very good. ISO power number over the past 71 batters he's faced, Kevin, an 0.75 and a weighted on base percentage of 2.92. So we think analytically he should be fine tonight, but also sometimes not really a handicap per se about the New York Mets and what they can do at the plate. It's what they aren't doing at the plate here, because they do have a couple decent batters tonight. Brandon Nimmo, home run last night. Lindor didn't do much. Pete Alonso really struggling at this point. This was, again, a homestand where they were supposed to gain ground, not lose ground. And quite frankly, they're probably going to lose a little bit more ground tonight. Why is that? Carlos Carrasco on the mound, as you pointed out, 105 batters over the past 30 days he's faced, Kevin. A 290 ISO, a weighted on base percentage of 418, low strikeout numbers. This is a team that has the ability to stack a lot of left-handed batters up that can give Carlos Carrasco issues. And let's also keep in mind, Kevin, he's a right-handed pitcher, still struggling also with right-handed batters. A 360 ISO and a 439 weighted on base percentage through 56 batters over the past month. Things aren't getting better for the Mets, and I don't think they win tonight.
So I just also, they're not getting better. But if you like trends in baseball, this is going to be the ninth time that the Mets will be positioned as a home underdog. They are 5-3 so far in those games. At the end of the day, if you're betting them at a plus price, you are making money on a 5-3 record. If they could push to 6-3, it's, again, if you are willing to kind of be a trend backer there. Alex Cobb has struggled on the road this season, but for the Mets, I understand that they have not earned a lot of trust and faith from most backers. Marlins Braves is the next game that we have here, but no decided pitcher at the moment is what I'm seeing from Atlanta. What is the expectation for you in this game between what is right now the two best teams in the National League East?
Yeah, and that's why we picked it here. We don't need the confirmed starters, but let's just see the anticipated guys on the mound. Soroka possibility here for the Atlanta Braves, and then for the Miami Marlins, we're looking at Hoeing to be on the mound. But also, Kevin, you're right. How about this? The battle of first-place teams, both teams playing very good baseball, I believe, Kevin. Five-game win streaks for the both of those. And in Atlanta, you always want to worry about those weather conditions to the good, right? 90 degrees at first pitch, 7 mph blowing out to left field. We take a look, Kevin. I love to do this here because against right-handed pitching, it gets so excited just to take a look at the Atlanta Braves. Now, yesterday, a game in Colorado, Chase Anderson was a terrible pitcher, and they lit him up for 14 total runs. But when you take a look today, this is music to your ears, Kevin. Nine batters in the lineup, last 30 days. How do they match up against right-handed pitching? Let's just give you the weighted on-base percentages. Again, 320 to 325 is that average. 472, 410, 351, 402, 347, 383, 460, 359, and 442. Like, the guy in the nine hole, Kevin, is Michael Harris. 257 ISO, 442 weighted on base percentage. It's amazing what this team is doing. So if it is Hoeing on the mound, who actually has some decent statistics over the past 30 days, good luck with that lineup tonight. And Soroka, who's actually struggled coming back here, might we see some runs tonight in the Big A? We'll wait to see what those actual numbers are from the FanDuel Sportsbook a little bit later today.
Yeah, that, and it's tough because you don't have the numbers yet, but you have enough there to kind of have that anticipation be high. Just as an entire roster, just to get, because again, we don't have kind of everything lined up here. In 19 at-bats against Hoeing for this Braves lineup, it's 7 hits, four extra base hits, a 368 batting average, six RBIs. Again, it's a very limited sample size there, but it's more of what you expect from the Atlanta Braves, which is just kind of being unstoppable. And we know at Truist Park this year, the scoring has been frequent. We're coming up against the break, though, here on the early line. There's still a lot to get to on this Major League Baseball slate, as well as our same game parlays. It's a quick break, and then we're right back here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Baseball breakdowns continue right here on SportsGrid. Before we go game to game, we go brick by brick with some same game parlays. Donnie has no idea. No idea. Outer space. Doesn't look at the return monitor. We were on the screen the noise plate. You know what I mean? Now look, let's do some live producing. Do you want to hit it again, or should we just move on?
I think it's got to be cleaner. I think it's got
to
be cleaner.
It's hard to get into the rhythm when it doesn't come off appropriate. Let's try it again. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Same game parlay. Now we're cooking, DRS, as you were yesterday with the best friends parlay. It Mookie Betts? Was it Freddie Freeman? Was it J.D. Martinez? A lot of questions. Answers, though, were it doesn't matter. Everybody ate yesterday for the Dodgers. What do you got here on a Friday?
Everybody wins again today. As we are going for three in a row today. Very measured also, Kevin, here. Keeping this at a plus 195 price. A three-leg parlay. We're headed to St. Louis here. Now, this is called the St. Lunatics here, Kevin. As you will know, being a hip-hop fan back in the late 90s, early 2000s, Nelly, my boy Murphy Lee, similar here. Nolan Arenado and Jordan Walker, the two St. Lunatics we're heading for tonight. I need a base hit out of each one of those players, Kevin, and a total that is going to get over 9 in the hot baking conditions of St. Louis tonight. Three-leg parlay, plus 195. Who says we need Nelly in this one when all we need is Jordan Walker? How about that? We got it. It's gold. It's gold. It's gold tonight. We're going gold.
St. Lunatics there. I'm just surprised that there weren't some Yankees that crept in to that same game. Parlay. For me, a practice round. Announced by Vladdy Jr. that he will return to the home run derby. So let's get things going here with a home run tonight against the Boston Red Sox. Pair that with the Blue Jays money line as they've got Barrios on the mound, and it pays out at plus 441. Finally hitting his first home run a couple of days ago at home. He went back-to-back games with a home run against Oakland, coming off of hitting a home run in his last game out against the Giants. He will go with back-to-back games with a home run here, Donnie. And what's a practice round as he returns to the home run derby?
Now, people were telling me behind the scenes, Vladdy hit one yesterday. I'm like, oh, hold on now, minus 1,000 Vladdy MVP market here. So maybe he heats up for that team. It's about time. What's he have, 11 or 12 on the season? We need way more than that out of Vladdy Jr. Come on now. They move the fences in, Vladdy. Help us out.
They've got 12. They've got 12 currently. He has 12, rather, Vladdy Jr. So we will see kind of how that develops there. Quickly, Donnie, by the way, they have announced two guys for the home run derby so far, Julio Rodriguez being the other. Any home run derby request from you? Somebody that you really want to see out there swinging the stick?
Yeah, Stanton and Judge. Now, don't give me any injuries on either one of these guys, Kevin. You got to wheel them to the plate. They need to be out there at this point, right? Shohei Ohtani as well. Make me commissioner. We offer Aaron Judge to be in the competition. He says no, 10-game suspension.
Well, I prefer a side contest between Kyle Schwarber and Pete Alonso. But it's like a non-home run derby, and they got to go out there
too,
and just see
guys. Yes.
Yeah, but two I want to see if they have to hit singles. No, I want them to hit singles. Like it would be the single derby, and I want to see. They both would be like,
they're going to put a shift on
hitting
them.
It over the fence. Yeah. Can we get also, by the way, every year, the home run derby, they should send like the 8 guys to Coors Field. quite frankly. Or send them to Mexico City. See, now we're cooking. See, now this is where you start to get the right ideas there. And we'll see if somebody can. Yeah. Well, it's Donnie, 450, 472, 520. What did that ball need to be hit that year at Coors Field?
519, I believe it was. Now let's go. Yeah, 519 it was. Now let's go back here with Pete Alonso rocking baseballs off a scoreboard and being stuck at like 481. One of the better nights. If there's ever a time that the producers could go back to a night and just pull a tape, pull Pete Alonso rocking baseballs off a scoreboard which sat over the stands and not getting a 519. Tremendous night. Thank you, Juan Soto.
Wait, listen, if you ever want a recommendation, okay, the two best. I think they were both in play sports tonights, though, is the Home Run Derby night at Coors and when all of a sudden we found the NFL Skills Challenge with Mac Jones. Those are maybe the two best nights that show has ever produced. Yeah. Nevertheless, let's produce here with some more action at Coors Field. Look at that transition. As the Rockies at home are a dog to the Detroit Tigers, Gomber's got the mound. We got a big total. It's 11.5.
Yeah, Gomber's out there, which means baseballs just might be rocking up against that scoreboard once again tonight. Why? He just can't get anybody out, Kevin, particularly left-handed batters. Now, having said that, Kevin, so wait a second. Austin Gomber's a left-handed pitcher. That's what he's supposed to do. How about this? He's faced 27 batters, Kevin, over the past 30 days from the left side, a 500 ISO power number, and a 648 weighted on base percentage. Now, granted, you say, it's probably not going to be very many lefties in a lot of, if any, tonight. You flip it over to right-handed batters, still doing fine here, Kevin. A 352 weighted on base percentage, which gives you a look here. Three-hole batter for the Tigers, Andy Ibañez, a 554 weighted on base percentage, and a 562 ISO power number going up against lefties over the past 30 days. He should hit tonight. Now, granted, though, we've seen some hotter temperatures over the Rockies the past couple days. Not today, Kevin. 67 degrees, so not a humid or hot night out in Colorado, but a bad pitcher on the mound, we should still get some runs for sure.
Yeah, and that's always the expectation. That total checks in at 11.5. I want to keep it moving here, take the team that was just at Coors, which is the L.A. Dodgers. Again, they put up 14 yesterday, so they ended up easily cashing what was a team total of 7, if you could imagine. They're a huge favorite against the Kansas City Royals, minus 220 on the FanDuel Sportsbook here. Total checks in at a 10, so once again, the idea tonight is the Dodgers should smash.
The Dodgers should smash, also bringing up a rookie here for the Kansas City Royals, pitching in Double-A for most of the season. How about this? Pitching in Double-A for most of the season, getting rocked. Went up to Triple-A, though, Kevin. A couple decent starts here. Now he gets into the major leagues, and he's not going up against the Oakland Athletics. He's going to take on the Los Angeles Dodgers fresh from scoring touchdowns nightly up there in Colorado. Yeah. 90 degrees at first pitch with a wind blowing out to left field. I mean, the sky is the limit, it feels like, once again here for the Dodgers. But granted, we don't truly know how good Alec Marsh is going to be, but it doesn't seem to be like this is one of our young phenoms we're bringing up ready to go. It's the Royals here. They'll probably get smashed tonight. But again, you might want to say, hey, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Will Smith, Max Muncy. Yeah, they'll get RBIs. It's just hard to quantify, Kevin, which one you should be picking tonight.
What does stand out for me, though, because we talked about this yesterday, right? So the team total is a 7 for the Dodgers. The game total was a 12. And it's like, if the Dodgers are going to kind of smash that number, then maybe go for the full game. And the full game worked out just fine. Was it 14-3 for final score, 17 runs on the board?
Yeah.
So this game total here is a 10. Bobby Miller's on the mound here. It's been a mixed bag for him. His first four starts in a Dodgers uniform were absolutely brilliant. He only gave up 2 earned runs in those four starts. His last two starts, he's been horrendous. 13 earned runs in his last two starts, Donnie. So if Bobby Miller's got some vulnerability there, and the Dodgers' expectation anyway is to, again, kind of flirt with double-digit scoring because that's just how talented they are, maybe a full game number out of 10 could line up. Let's go to Yankees-Cardinals here. I know you already hit this game in the same game parlay, but tonight it's an even 9 as Luis Severino has the ball. Is there anything else that you want to get to for this game outside of the SGP?
Yeah, and by the way, it looks like we probably should be getting runs tonight as well. Now, granted, yesterday, not very many runs put up there for the St. Louis Cardinals, but going up against Severino today, I think it makes some sense, Kevin. He's really struggled over the past 30 days, and even look at his breakdowns to lefties, not striking very many out, a 234 ISO, a 419 weighted on base percentage to righties, a 259 ISO, and a 410 weighted on base percentage. So that lineup should be able to wake up today for the Cardinals, but also from a Yankees perspective, Kevin, very hot at the plate as well. Now, granted, this is one of those travel games where you played in Oakland, now you're going to play in St. Louis, but those hot temperatures and going against Libertor, who also, Kevin, struggling with his analytics. He's going to face a lot of right-handed batters in the lineup tonight, a 430 weighted on base percentage. You probably think both of these sides should get base knocks and also RBIs and home runs. That market should be open as well. Maybe you look more towards the overall tonight, Kevin, in St. Louis.
All right, not bad. Certainly could line up there. Mm-hmm. Look, we don't got numbers at the moment right now for the Athletics and the White Sox. That's because we don't have a Chicago pitcher. But maybe that's okay because maybe the target in this game is going to be Louis Medina, who's going out tonight for the Athletics and his horrendous numbers.
Yes, it should be both of them, Kevin. I'm looking at maybe a start here for Tanner Banks, the lefty, who I'm just going to give you an update on him. 32 batters he's faced from the right-hand side, a 355 ISO and a 406 weighted on base percentage. And then again, you flip it over to Luis Medina, who is horrendous himself. Even though both of these teams aren't really, you know, great-looking lineups, if we get those pitching matchups, he might have no choice, Kevin, just to fire away on a total.
The problem is, though, because of that Athletics number, DRS, right? Is there an expected range for you? Is it 8, 8.5 kind of a number? Because, again, I feel like there's a certain degree they have to keep this in check because of how the lineups would potentially work out here.
Yeah, it's about that. But also, like, sometimes you just say to yourself, if bad pitchers usually are going to get beat up, and granted, we know we don't really like Oakland all that much, but it's not as if that I understand they got a perfect game against them from Domingo Germán, but you should be able to scratch out a couple runs. A few from the White Sox put you in the ballpark, 3-3, 4-4, way go in the extras, and you cash that ticket in. But some of these pitchers, Kevin, sometimes are so bad, somebody's got to do something, right?
Yeah, probably so. Look, this last game here, I actually think is a sneaky important one on tonight's slate because it's Shane McClanahan going up against the Mariners. Now, McClanahan probably going to be the American League starter when it's all said and done, an 11-1 record. The ERA is at 2.23. But the last time we saw McClanahan was against the Royals. It was 3 2/3 innings. It was 2 earned runs, but it was an early exit above all else. That's why it was not even 4 innings of work for McClanahan. So whenever a guy is coming back off of a maybe injury situation, there's always just those wonders. If McClanahan was rocked tonight, the way baseball works, and sometimes they feel like the Rays, you might be like, ooh, okay, maybe he isn't fine. We got to slap this guy on the IL. This is currently in Shane McClanahan, the favorite to win your American League Cy Young. So that's why this game feels important for me tonight, Donnie, is to see if McClanahan has his best stuff going up against Seattle. What are your expectations for this game?
Now, typically, you would never say to yourself, right, in Seattle, it's a true pitcher's ballpark. You got McClanahan, maybe the best pitcher in the American League. Boy, I want to stay away because also you have a pretty young, you know, talented pitcher on the mound here in Bryce Miller for the Mariners. But having said that, Kevin, I think you hit one of those things where it's like, well, what are we actually getting out of McClanahan? How many times do we see a guy leave early from a start because he's injured and then come out and throw 100 pitches and be absolutely filthy the next game? I don't have any exact statistics on that, but I'm certainly betting against a starting pitcher like McClanahan having an ultimate dominant start that lasts, you know, 6 to 7 innings at this point. But having said that, you take a look at left-handed pitching here going up against the Mariners. The Mariners have handled it very well. Take a look at the six guys anticipated, or should I say the first six guys in the lineup anticipated tonight. Look at their weighted on base percentages here against left-handed pitching over 30 days, 358, 345, 454, 396, 380, and 425. So if McClanahan is slightly off his game, maybe they can catch him tonight. And also flipping it over to the opposite side, Tampa Bay, we know they could come out there with a lot of left-handed batters, which include switch hitters. That's where the struggles come from for Bryce Miller, a 416 weighted on base percentage. Maybe we just bet over tonight in a game that probably anticipates to the under, but based on some of these statistics, maybe it goes over.
Little zigzag there with the 7.5 number listed. Folks, listen up. Donnie closeouts the week.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Final segment.
segment of the week here for the Early Line. How about that? How quick time flies. We head into a holiday weekend here. Hope everybody has a great time. But also, keep in mind, look, Kevin and Donnie here in the morning, 7 to 9 a.m. We keep the train moving only to hand it off over to Ben Stevens in the morning after and the rest of your Sports Grid programming. A lot of hot topics to hit, certainly, over this weekend. And we covered a lot this weekend as well. Excuse me, this week as well. The NFL, we're in that quiet period. But you know what? Tomorrow is July. Training camp start in July. I cannot absolutely wait here until everybody gets into camp and away we go into the preseason. But also, there's a lot of good Major League Baseball news this week. We're heading closer and closer to the All-Star break, which means most of the Major League Baseball season will be in our rear door mirror by the end of July, which means the trade deadline also is coming up. See what some of these teams bolster their lineups and certainly handling. And today, the opening of NBA free agency. We talked about James Harden, now technically not a free agent if he opts in, but looking to be traded outside of Philadelphia. We'll see where he goes here. But also, big news coming out of the NFL. Suspensions come down for gambling. But how about this? College football says, yeah, we're going to start cracking down as well. Listen up. Look, the NFL probably sidestepped maybe a massive, you know, penalty against their teams and also players by saying, "Woo, okay, some guys did gamble on the sport, did gamble on football, did gamble on their home teams, but not necessarily some of the bigger players in the NFL, the Patrick Mahomes, the Jalen Hurts, the Josh Allens. So maybe you can nip that in the bud." Now, in college football, they're looking to do the same as well because just because you're a professional athlete, hey, you got maybe more access to money. You can get down on some bets. Look, college football players scrambling around, making some NIL money, maybe have some inside information that they can use. And college football is certainly saying an absolute no to that as well. Penalties coming back with a percentage of the season that you might lose depending on how much you bet per game. How about just educating these players and also teams of what they can and cannot do? For so many years in college football, what were you looking at this point? Trying to back yourself into a corner by expecting that handshake and taking a $100 bill. Don't do it. Just don't bet, kids. Stay tuned now for the rest of your Sports Grid programming today.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.